50, 10, 5, touchdown!
From the front office,
we'll never be totally satisfied till we win the championship.
You know, we have a lot of young players on this team and new coaching staff. I think we're happy about it.
To the coach's office.
I'm enjoying the interaction with the coaches. I'm enjoying working with the players. I enjoy the process.
From the Browns of the present.
I'm thrilled to be where I'm at each and every day to play quarterback here.
I am a threat. I'm on the football field. I can possibly get that football. And when I get the football, you better strap your helmet on tight, you know, make sure all your chin straps buckled up because it'll take you for a ride.
To the Browns of the past.
Bernie Kosar joining us.
Brian Seip.
Jerry Shirk.
Clay Matthews.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Nice and pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
Now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
And a very happy football Wednesday to you on the eve of the Browns game in primetime at Pittsburgh. NFL Network going to be covering that, and this show is going to set you up for that. Bernie Kosar making an extra visit to our show tonight. He will talk about Browns and Steelers. Mike Mayock, who is the analyst for tomorrow night's game for NFL Network, he'll have the call with Brad Nessler. He's going to join the show. This guy can break down film like no other. We try to bring you the best at breaking down film in the business of NFL, of the NFL. Mike Mayock, I don't know that he has a peer in that department in terms of the depth of knowledge. We take a look at the opponent in depth with Ed Bouchette from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. And then the history versus the Steelers, that series, Steve King, our resident historian, will break that down for us as well. Our daily poll question, sponsored by Quaker Steak and Lube, tonight is, which Steelers player worries you the most, Ben Roethlisberger, Rishard Mendenhall, Troy Polamalu, or James Harrison? A lot of you voting on that so far. We'll have the results of that at the end of the show. Any comments you have with that as well, please pass those along. Okay, our producer, Will Burge, bring up the music.
Bernie, Bernie, oh yeah, how you can throw.
And we welcome in Bernie Kosar for a special midweek appearance to talk about tomorrow night's game against the Steelers. Bernie, how you doing?
Well, a special midweek appearance for a special midweek game.
Yeah, and a tough one to say the least. As we look at the Steeler team, Bernie, as I study it, there's very little about it that looks all that different to me than what in terms of the challenge the Browns faced and what we saw Sunday, beginning with that defense. And I'm not sure that there's any real answer other than to say that, you know, hold your own, try to fortify as much as you can in pass protection. And I think that's where the conversation starts. But as a former quarterback, when you go overboard to protection, which seems to be almost the only way to handle this, you're sacrificing so much in your ability to make plays, right?
Yeah, no doubt about it. And this isn't a laughing matter when you play the Pittsburgh Steelers and their defense. But it is kind of funny to see, and if you reflect back to the first game of the year, when the Baltimore Ravens handily beat the Steelers, people were saying, oh, the defense is old, the team lost a step, defense is too slow, too old, too aging. And here we are late in the season, and they are the number one ranked defense in the NFL, terrorizing people, offenses, and have been having a knack for getting the turnover bug again in the last few weeks. So, you know, when you have to kind of compromise your views and keep extra guys in, 6-7 pass protectors in, you're only getting 3 or 4 guys out in the route. So it's imperative that you have a great understanding of what they're doing and their tendencies and the ways to attack them, because you want to get those 3 or 4 guys out at the right part of the field against the weakness part of the defensive coverage. And that's easier said than done.
And for Colt McCoy's sake, just trying to keep track of what Dick LeBeau, the great defensive coordinator for the Steelers, has in store for him with all those coverage variations and disguises and hiding people in and out, especially Troy Polamalu. It just seems to me like as a younger quarterback, although, you know, he's much older now, I guess, than he was when the season began, just in terms of number of games, you know, can you see him to a point where he is capable enough of deciphering enough of what he sees?
Well, yes is a short answer. I do believe Colt is capable of deciphering what they're doing. And if I could add on to that, the thing that Dick LeBeau and these new wave of creative defensive coordinators, you know, a lot of the focus is solely on, oh, they're trying to confuse the quarterback. They're trying to get Colt and mentally get him out of his game. Yes, that's true. But it's imperative to remember that they also study all week to throw the offensive line into a state of confusion in their blocking schemes, making young receivers unsure of themselves on their sight adjustment and their hot reads. So they're attacking each aspect of the offense, not just the quarterback, in terms of trying to confuse and make it more complex. So in turn, the receivers are kind of not coming off the ball full speed because they're looking to see if they're hot. Do I need to do a sight adjustment? Where's the coverage going? Offensive linemen understanding who do I really have to block because the Steelers move around so much, and that confusion within the offensive line and the sight adjustments and hots end up causing as much confusion, penalties, bad plays, and turnovers as the quarterback does in terms of not really recognizing the defensive coverages.
Bernie Kosar making his regular visit to us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Address, Bernie, if you would, the mental approach to a game like this, the part that Pat Shurmur has to manage in the short week, and again, with the enormity of the task of facing this great Steeler team in prime time at their stadium, a stoked place Heinz Field is going to be, from a coaching staff standpoint, and again, the short preparation, what can be done or what should be the main points of preparation for that be?
Well, in terms of preparation, you really don't have to spend any time on making sure, I think, your guys are ready. You know, from a player standpoint, especially the Browns, we have not been on national primetime TV very much at all over the last few years. This is an opportunity for the players and coaches to play in front of their peers. So it isn't going to take much of any to get the players and coaches motivated, knowing they're the only game in town Thursday night. So that being said, it's really a focus from a coaching perspective on the X's and O's and trying to come up with a somewhat consolidated game plan on both sides of the ball that reflectively go to attack the tendencies that the Steelers have offensively and defensively.
And it really has to be, I know that people hate this term, and it sounds like a cliche to say you're at the point of playing for pride, you know, trying to find reasons, but it's even bigger than that. You want to demonstrate, or at least know as an organization, who is still all in with this. I mean, I would think the evaluation process gets cranked up quite a bit in these remaining games.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, for players, you're always being judged by that infamous eye in the sky. But even more so towards the end of a season, whether it's going good or bad, and you're constantly playing to prove that you belong and that you are a difference maker, not only in the league, but especially within your team and within the system. So guys really need to take it upon themselves, no matter what the record is, to understand how important their individual performance is.
Yeah, I mean, the thing I can't say that I've seen yet, and I don't want to see, in any of these remaining games, or don't want to have cross my mind, is questioning effort and questioning how hard somebody might be playing. And I know it's always a hard thing to gauge, and people assume they know when somebody has, quote, quit and so forth. But that's another part of this equation, and tying in with what you're saying, be the exuberance of at least having that national, that rare national audience should be enough to me to see from an effort standpoint. I don't know that it'll be good enough because they're playing a better football team, but at least I want to see that.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Guys, again, having the national audience, having being the only game in town, should add, hey, you're only playing 16 games. That in itself is a reason to be excited that you're playing in the NFL. But you add on the national stage, the rivalry stage, the Browns Steelers, it should make for a very special night. I mean, to this day, again, not to be reflective on when I played, but to this day, you still remember those games, breaking the Three Rivers jinx, winning games at the old Brown Stadium, needing to get the Steelers beat so you can get in the playoffs and have a home field advantage. Those memories never leave you.
Tremendous stuff, Bernie. Appreciate it. And we will talk on Friday to review tomorrow night's game.
Sounds good, Vic.
All right. That is Bernie Kosar, the one and only, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game. Ford is giving two lucky fans the opportunity to kick off the new year with the Browns at the big game on January 1st. Right now, you can register to win a pair of club seats to the big game against Pittsburgh at Cleveland Browns Stadium on New Year's Day. Just log on to Liberty Ford's Facebook page and register to win. You can enter online daily to increase your chances of winning from now until December 26th. Go to Liberty Ford's Facebook page and register to win today. Visit libertyford.com for details.
Hey, Browns fans, your favorite Cleveland Browns are going green, and you can too. Intercept your waste. Recycle your cardboard, paper, plastic, cans, and glass at home, at work, and on game days. Remember to compost food scraps and yard clippings too. Make it a habit. Reduce, reuse, recycle, and compost. Visit CuyahogaSWD.org to learn more. Powered by the Ohio Department of Natural Resources in the Cuyahoga County Solid Waste District. If you suffer from migraine headaches and you want fast relief, try Excedrin Migraine, the number one neurologist-recommended OTC brand that starts to relieve migraine pain in 30 minutes. For more help with your migraines, talk to your discount Drug Mart pharmacist today. Use as directed.
Discount Drug Mart, thanks to the run around. You'll find everything you need.
The following rules cover ESPN Cleveland contests, but may be amended by separate rules for specific contests. For each contest, you must meet eligibility requirements. No purchase necessary. Employees of Good Karma Broadcasting, ESPN Cleveland, its affiliates, partners, other radio stations in the metro area, and your immediate family members are ineligible. You must be a U.S. resident, 18 or older, living in Ohio. You can win a prize in an ESPN Cleveland contest only once every 60 days, or for a prize value over $600, only once every 6 months. Due to online streaming delays, online listeners may not be able to participate in on-air contests. One winner per household per contest. Prizes awarded pending verification of eligibility and are not transferable and cannot be exchanged or redeemed for cash. We reserve the right to substitute a prize of equivalent value if the prize or any part of the prize becomes unavailable. Decisions are final. Winner must present valid ID and information required for tax purposes. Winners must claim prizes in person within 30 days of winning. Winners must comply with all requirements and complete all releases or forfeit prize. Winners are responsible for all taxes. ESPN Cleveland isn't responsible for technical difficulties that may prevent you from completing a call or sending a text. For text contests, message and data rates may apply. These are your responsibility. For official rules, visit ESPN Cleveland Studios during regular business hours or online at ESPNCleveland.com.
Doug Deacon here for Infinity of Bedford. Located in the heart of Bedford's Auto Mile, Infinity of Bedford is the number one Infinity store in Ohio, Michigan, Kentucky, and Indiana for the last 4 years. They have the largest selection of Infinities and have more service technicians than anyone else to take care of your Infinity. They have pickup service at your home or office and a fleet of loan vehicles to use while you have your Infinity service. To find your next Infinity or for service, visit InfinityofBedford.com. Infinity of Bedford, a Penske Automotive dealership.
ESPN Cleveland's traffic.
71 North on slow, west 130th to snow. 271 North on accident. Broadway Forbes at the top of the exit ramp there. 77 South on at 480. Accident on the ramp to 480 East. We've got 40 East on slow, Broadway over to Warrensville Center. You are going to find slowdowns on the Interbell Southbound, Superior over to 77. I'm Libby Rhodes, ESPN 850 WKNR traffic.
Welcome you back to Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. Fans, learn how you can win tickets to a suite and Browns merchandise in the Cleveland Browns Second Chance Drawing. Visit clevelandbrowns.com/Ohio Lottery for more information. And this segment is driven by Liberty Ford. Each week we bring you the network analyst assigned to the Browns game. Tomorrow night for NFL Network is going to be Mike Mayock paired with Brad Nessler, calling the Browns-Steelers game, and Mike Mayock joins us now. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Vic. Great to be here, man.
Well, Mike, as we look at this Browns team, first of all, after a game like it had last Sunday against Baltimore, and I know they've just tried to cast that one aside and quickly focus on the Steelers, but to me, you know, it's a matter of just changing the uniforms, the name, and the location, and it seems like they're basically going to face the same team or the same type of team twice in a matter of days here.
You're probably right. I mean, it's kind of interesting because I watched the tape, and you know, whenever a team gashes you for, you know, 55 runs in the NFL to start with is amazing for almost 300 yards. You got to believe the score was astronomical, yet they somehow hung in there. And I think Baltimore also had a punt return for a touchdown.
Right.
So the defense effectively gave up 17 points, which doesn't really equate to 290 rushing yards. So they somehow hung in there, and they did the week before against a good Cincinnati team. I mean, what was that, 23-20?
Yeah.
So, you know, they've played two physical run teams the last 2 weeks. Cedric Benson had over 100 yards. Ray Rice, of course, gashed them. And then you come to Pittsburgh, and you're right. Here's what I think about Pittsburgh's offense, and they're kind of interesting on tape because their offensive line to me is kind of average.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of you know, the center is special, Pouncey, but they're a big, strong offensive line, and they get in three tight end formations, and they pound on you and pound on you, but they can also throw the football out of that three tight end formation. And then on third down and in the red zone, they want to spread you out. And all of a sudden, three and four wide receivers are showing up, and they can still run or pass. So they're one of the teams in the league where they can run or pass out of a variety of formations. And the key to the whole thing, obviously, is Ben Roethlisberger, who, to me, is just playing at a really high level and kind of getting lost in the whole Aaron Rodgers thing.
Mike, as we look at Roethlisberger's game, is it possible for it is possible because he's done it, but was it comprehensible for you as you watched him through his whole career up to this point to actually make your career that of a quarterback who is mostly about drifting his way out of pocket, extending plays? How as you've observed this, and he's done it enough times now, and he's done it in the championship stage and everything else for it to just be accepted as what he does, but it really is not something almost any other quarterback in this league and any young guy that you're going to train to do it that way. Isn't he just uniquely built and uniquely put together, I mean, psychologically and mentally and physically to handle that?
Yeah, and I think you said it pretty good. I think in the history of the NFL, I think you'd be hard-pressed to find a quarterback that has been better at extending a play and making plays than Ben Roethlisberger. And I think it's a function of a couple things. Like I said, I think his offensive line is average. I think they're an above average run offensive line, but they struggle a little bit in pass protection. Here's a guy that is a little bit of a riverboat gambler. He wants to make plays. It can cut against him at times, but with all the tape I've ever watched, he's as good as anybody I've ever seen at sliding, moving, extending a play, and you know, let's not forget he's got a couple Super Bowl pelts,
yeah.
You know, also. And the last thing I would tell you about this guy is that there are certain times, you know, he's made his living extending plays, but he made a throw last week where Cincinnati came free on the edge. They brought an extra safety or corner off the edge, and they got immediate pressure up the middle. So he's standing back there knowing he's going to get smacked in the face by two people, and they ran a skinny post, and he put it on, I think it was 17. I think he put it on him at 21 yards, and okay. It's as good a throw as you could make in a pair of gym shorts in the summer, let alone two guys about to smack you in the face without a chance to even set your feet. So he can beat you in the timing, rhythmic game, but he really enjoys getting out there extending the play.
All right, so how do you defend that? You're the Cleveland Browns now, and you've got a couple of young people up front. Their best player on defense has been Jabal Sheard consistently, the rookie from Pitt. And then you've got, obviously, Ataba Rubin. You got Phil Taylor. They've had issues at the other end position with injury and lineup change. But it's for sake of this game, it's Jamie Mitchell, it looks like. And then you have that secondary with Joe Hayden. But a top-ranked pass defense, how do you handle what Ben does?
Well, I think whenever you start with Baltimore or Pittsburgh or even Cincinnati, the teams in your division, I think you have to start with, we're going to stop the run. And as good as Ben Roethlisberger is, are they just going to bleed you all day long? Now, the caveat that comes with that is that you can't give up big plays in the pass game, because as soon as you commit eight guys and overcommit and they play action, which they're going to do, and they're going to look for Michael Wallace on an off-play action, you know, four or five times every game. That's just a piece of what they do. If you're going to get beat deep, you're done. So from my perspective, I would rather try to, A, stop the run. You've got to figure out ways to get that eighth guy in the box based on formation. And then, B, your corners. And, you know, let's face it, Joe Hayden has bitten on Joe Hayden's eye. As much as I like Joe Hayden, occasionally he'll bite on a double move. His eyes aren't always in the right place. You know, Joe Hayden has to have a clean game. Sheldon Brown is the opposite. Sheldon Brown is towards the end of his career. He's smart, tough kid. He got beaten a double move last week, I think it was, by one of the tight ends. The bottom line is you can't give up those big plays, because that's how Pittsburgh wants to beat you. Grind, 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 and then play action and go over the top. And I think that's the key, is just let them grind, force them to go 12, 14, 16 plays without making a mistake, but don't let them over the top.
Mike Mayock from NFL Network. He'll be the analyst for tomorrow night's game, with Brad Nessler doing the play-by-play. Joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So, Mike, we've spent a good chunk of this discussion, and we haven't even brought up yet the number one defense in the National Football League, and that is the real chore that obviously faces Colt McCoy and this offense. Colt McCoy sacked three times by the Ravens, who, by the way, had the third-ranked defense. But it looks to me like this is even, if it's possible to say, scarier when you think of James Harrison getting those three sacks. And I know they came when the Steelers had the big lead on the way to that 35-7 win at Cincinnati, but still, it's Harrison, Lamar Woodley, assuming he's healthy from that hamstring that's bothering him, just that whole front seven. I don't know, as I think about it and look at it, how you block that. I just don't. And so give Browns fans maybe a little optimism there.
You know, it's one of those things where it's a cliche, but you better bring your lunch pail.
Yeah.
And bring a buffet. Because you're in for a long, physical, tough, grinding night, and that's what your division is all about, let's face it. I think it's the most physical division in football. And I was in the Steelers facility for about 8 or 9 hours yesterday watching tape.
Mm.
And, you know, whether or not Woodley play, you know, Woodley's a key part of what they do, but they've been working in this young kid, Jason Worlds,
mm-hmm.
second-year player out of Virginia Tech. And if you kind of close your eyes and substitute number 56 for number 93, that's what Worlds has an ability to become. They're both 6'2". Worlds is not quite as stout at the point of attack yet as Lamar Woodley is, but Worlds is a very gifted pass rusher. He's got a real good explosion get off. And, you know, I'm not telling you anything you don't know, Vic, when I say how well coached they are. And when I watched their run defense over the last couple of weeks and the way they fit the run and the way they're always in the correct gaps and the way they don't miss tackles, it's kind of atypical from a lot of NFL teams these days. So you're exactly right. If Peyton Hillis is healthy and you guys are going to try and run the football, I think the important thing to do is to stay patient, because I think a lot of people get away from the run game early with Pittsburgh. They just assume when you carry the ball 7 times for 6 yards in the first quarter that you're not going to get anything, and people get away from that, and I think that plays into who they are. So I think you've got to try to stay committed, and you know, I've watched a bunch of Browns tape over the last couple of weeks here, and the hard thing I think when I look at the Browns offense mm-hmm. is that everything is so compressed. You've got a run game on one side, and when you throw the football, I think I charted every throw that the Browns made the last 2 weeks, and that was, I believe, 70 throws. And out of those 70 throws, 55 of them were within 10 yards from the line of scrimmage. You had 8 between 11 and 20 and 7 throws over 21. And I look at that and say, I'm watching the corners and the safety squat on your wideouts. The field gets real tight. Every throw is an underthrow, and against the Pittsburgh Steelers, that's going to be difficult. They're just too physical. They're too quick, and number 43 is way too good in that area. You've got to find a way to get them off you.
Number 43 being Troy Polamalu, and I was just going to ask you about that in the context of a question about Dick LeBeau. So in studying all the Steeler tape, are there still ways that you see LeBeau and his use in particular of Polamalu that intrigue you and make you say, wow, here's something I hadn't seen before? And I know you watch the Steeler team a lot, and as many of us have, and we're astounded by the different schematic things he can do. But is there still some new new twists and nuances that he brings to the table?
Here's the intriguing thing. And I can sit there and run the playback 20 times, and sometimes I'm not sure what 43 is doing or why he's doing it. Okay?
Yeah.
And I may be wrong here, and this is just my guess, but I'm not so sure that sometimes Dick LeBeau is going, what the heck are you doing?
Yeah.
Why are you over there?
Yeah.
But it almost always invariably ends up the right place. I mean, I'm telling you, you put their tape on, and he might be hanging on the weak side over a slot, and all of a sudden the ball snapped, and he goes back into the middle of the field, sees something completely on the other side of the field, and just takes off.
Yeah.
And sometimes he's wrong, but most often he's right.
Right.
And I've never seen a guy with his quickness and explosion. When he sees something, he trusts it, and he trusts his instincts, and he goes. And the guy makes more plays doing this. There were a couple snaps last week where he lined up at 17 yards deep, looked like cover two, and instead he doesn't backpedal at all. He's just flat. And he goes, and Cleveland does a lot of crossing. You know, Cleveland's a West Coast offense,
right?
And awful lot of crossing routes when they're looking for man, and you just have to be. You better make sure you identify 43, because he jumps everything.
Yeah, and like you said, when you're identifying him, or you're in the process of identifying him, and the his defensive coordinator, you know, puts together a scheme but isn't entirely sure exactly what he might do. I don't mean that. Oh, that's a compliment, I'm sure.
Well, it is a compliment, and Dick LeBeau's got, they follow their rules, and it's a great system. I'm just saying, within that system, I think sometimes Troy takes advantage of it and just jumps something and goes. And I think Dick LeBeau does an unbelievable job of putting him in a position to make plays.
He is Mike Mayock. He will be the game analyst for NFL Network's Thursday Night Football coverage. That's tomorrow night. Browns at Steelers, with Brad Nessler providing play-by-play. Alex Flanagan will be providing the reports from the sidelines. Kickoff, of course, is 8 p.m., but you can watch the coverage Thursday night. It begins at 6 p.m. with the Thursday night kickoff presented by Sears pregame show on NFL Network. Mike, thank you so much, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow night at Heinz Field.
Always great talking to you, Vic. Thank you.
All right. Much more is coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game. Liberty Ford is giving two lucky fans the opportunity to kick off the new year with the Browns at the big game on January 1st. Right now, you can register to win a pair of club seats to the big game against Pittsburgh at Cleveland Browns Stadium on New Year's Day. Just log on to Liberty Ford's Facebook page and register to win. You can enter online daily to increase your chances of winning from now until December 26th. Go to Liberty Ford's Facebook page and register to win today. Visit libertyford.com for details.
Quaker Steak and Lube is the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Stop into your local lube on any game day to get the exclusive dog pound bucket of wings. And guess what? You get to keep the signature dog pound bucket. Don't worry, it's plastic, so you can clean off the lube wing sauce easily. Enjoy your dog pound buckets at the lube or swing through the pickup wingo window and take it home for your party. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns.
At First Merit Bank, getting to know our customers is important to us. So how do we do it? Well, it's simple. By listening, learning, understanding your business, and by turning all those things into a real, roll-up-our-sleeves, working-together-to-achieve-your-future-goals kind of relationship. So let's start now. Hey, how about that game? Let's get to know each other. First Merit Bank. You first. Member FDIC.
You're stranded by the side of the road. It's raining, 1 a.m, and your car has a flat tire. Too bad your Motor Club membership expired years ago. Who can you call for help? Allstate wants everyone to be protected on the road. So before this happens to you, give them a call. Because right now, Allstate is giving every driver in America a free lifetime membership and good hands roadside assistance just for calling. You don't even have to be an Allstate customer. You'll get 24/7 access and low flat rates on everything from tows to tire changes. So down the road, when you need help, you'll know you're in good hands.
Call a local agent or 888-ALLSTATE today and get a lifetime membership in good hands roadside assistance absolutely free. You can't afford not to call. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Shop less, get more. Make one call to an Allstate agent.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. What will get a burglar out of your house faster? A siren or the voice of a live person telling him he's been caught and the authorities are on their way? The answer is the voice, which is why Alarm Force's live two-way voice is the best way to protect your home. Only with Alarm Force, you get live two-way voice at no charge and only $25 per month for monitoring.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
Hey, the Roadman Kenny Roden here, and are you ready for the big finish event? The team at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge is, and they want to make you a deal you can't refuse. Like the 2012 Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4, lease it right now, starting as low as $259 a month for 36 months with no money down. That's nuts. I'm driving one of these babies right now and loving it. The look, the way it handles, the all-weather capability, and the fact that it's a trail-rated vehicle. I can go anywhere and do anything in my 2012 Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4. Check out what I'm talking about. Take it for a test drive at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge, 123 Broadway Avenue on the historic Bedford Auto Mile. Maybe you're not into leases and you want to buy. Even better, how about a starting price of $20,500 on that brand new 2012 Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4. The big finish event is happening right now at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge, 123 Broadway Avenue on the historic Bedford Auto Mile. Call today for more info at 440-232-2121 and tell them the Roadman sent you.
Hi, this is Alex Smith, and you're listening to the Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, and thanking you for spending this portion of your Wednesday with us on this show, which is driven by Liberty Ford, and this opposition focus is brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game. time for our opposition focus and helping us get a better handle on this Pittsburgh Steelers team as a man who's covered that team for a long time for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, Ed Bouchette. Ed, welcome to the show.
Hi, Vic. Thanks for having me.
Our pleasure. So, Ed, beyond the fact that the Steelers have a 9-3 record and watching them win, you know, three games in a row, including that 35-7 victory over the Bengals last week, beyond all of that, I mean, where is this team, you know, now? Do we sense that there's some traction here, that they're getting into that mode of, hey, we're going to just show beyond a shadow of a doubt that we are better than Baltimore, that we're better. I know they've already beaten New England, but, you know, that we are the team to beat in the AFC.
Yeah, I don't know that they're out to show that, Vic. I think they're out to win games and finish a game ahead of Baltimore because, you know, if they don't do that, there are few success stories in this league of wild card teams going on to win the Super Bowl. Now, I know it's happened three times since 05, but before that, a team playing all its games on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Never won a Super Bowl. So that was 40 years worth. So they need to finish a game ahead of Baltimore, and right now it doesn't look good with four left, and that's really their main intent. It's not to flex any muscles and show, you know, we're going to win 35-7 every week.
I just wonder, though, with the national audience tuning in, and it's a little different, you know, NFL Network versus, say, Sunday Night Football, Monday Night Football, and the Steelers play in all these primetime games, but is there anything to be said to that in terms of effort, even though they might look at a Browns team that only has four wins, and we know this is a great rivalry, but seeing what the videotape won't lie to them of what they saw from last week's game against Baltimore, that this does not look like a very good team or a team in their weight class, but can they be stoked by the fact that, hey, it's a primetime game in our place, and you could really have a great feel-good opportunity?
Yeah, I think primetime does bring out maybe some of the best in teams around the league, Vic. And it used to with this team, and I'm not saying it no longer does, but I hate to sound blasé, but this is a team that is so used to primetime games. It seems like they have the max every year. And it's a veteran team, so most of the players, you know, not a lot of the young players go, whoopee, we're playing on on the NFL Network tonight.
Right.
You know, most of these guys are in their 30s and have been there, done that, and it's just not as big a deal anymore.
When we look at what defines this Steeler team, that story just doesn't change. Dominant defense, number one ranked in the league, and Ben Roethlisberger and what he does to kind of keep plays going. But to just start with a core reason that this team finds itself in the position it's in, where would you say it leans? What would you say is carrying this team right now and has the most sustainability to do the things that you said, give them the potential for possible home field advantage if they can beat the Ravens for that and so forth?
Yeah, it's a different kind of Steelers team this year, and maybe it's evolving a little bit this way, Vic. It leans much more on the pass and Ben Roethlisberger than ever. And the running game is just not what it used to be. I mean, forget everything you've heard about the Steeler running game. This year, it's not one of those teams. So, they love the pass. They have a good receiving core, good young players. Their line has settled down somewhat after a rocky start. And on defense, Vic, it has changed, too, in that they're not getting a ton of sacks this year now. Mar Woodley, I don't think he's going to play. That'll be 1, 2, 3, 4 out of the last five, and he really only played a little bit in the last game and was ineffective Sunday and took himself out because of the hamstring injury.
Right.
And James Harrison has missed four games, and between them they have 17 sacks. So they've missed that a little bit. They have not had been the pass rushing team they used to be, and they don't get turnovers anymore. They have very few turnovers, although they've come alive in the last 2-3 games in that category. Their turnovers are way, way down. So And it's a defense that has collapsed at times. Most importantly, and the one that could come back and bite them the worst is a 92-yard touchdown drive against them by Baltimore, which scored on a 26-yard pass with 8 seconds left to beat them. And that right now is killing them.
Ed Bouchette from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette is joining us. We're talking, of course, about tomorrow night's game between the Browns and the Steelers here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Ed, when we look at the offensive side, as you said, the running game doesn't define this team as it once did, although they ran pretty well, it seemed, and in meaningful times, I think 74 first-half yards against Cincinnati last week. And to look at what is, though, carrying this offense, the combination of Ben Roethlisberger to Mike Wallace, and how it almost seems to me, as I look at Wallace, he's the perfect kind of receiver for the kind of quarterback that Ben is, with that propensity to keep moving the play out of the pocket and give receivers maximum time to get open. It's like that's the perfect thing to do with a deep threat like Wallace.
Yeah, and it doesn't take Wallace much to get or long to get open, Vicky. So he's very fast, and if the times he was overthrown or underthrown deep. It's just, it's incredible. I mean, he seems to be always open deep. And a guy who's really come along, though, lately is Antonio Brown. He's led them either in receptions or yards in the last five games. He's only a second-year player. He was a sixth-round pick out of Central Michigan. He's not a tall kid. He's a slight, receiver. And he's great with yards after the catch. He also had a 60-yard punt return for a touchdown against the Bengals.
Some Browns fans would look at this game and say, maybe a lot of them would say, okay, where would be the hope? Where would be that sense of what could possibly bring about the unlikely but the chance nonetheless of winning this ball game, of beating a team that, again, seems to have this big edge in talent and so forth? And, one place to start is that maybe you play down to your competition, or maybe you're just not as focused because you don't expect the great challenge. You talked about this as a veteran team, and it's been there, done that, so forth. Mike Tomlin, the demanding guy that he is. But have you seen, as close as you watch this team, have you seen any tendency to do that in the course of this season?
Oh, definitely, Vic. I mean, the Colts are still looking for their first victory. They almost had one against Pittsburgh.
Yeah, 23-20.
Yeah, the Steelers had to close and kick a late field goal to win that game. They played, I thought, poorly at Kansas City. They did not put Jacksonville away. Jacksonville was at Pittsburgh. The Steelers jumped out to a, I'm trying to remember what that lead was. They had 17-0 maybe. Jacksonville was, Gabbert was throwing a ball in the end zone at the end to try and win it. So 2 years ago taught everyone here in Pittsburgh, at least, that you can lose any game. I mean, they were such big favorites to go up to Cleveland and win. It was a cold day. I mean, bitterly cold and windy.
Yep.
December day, and the Steelers were in the midst of a funk, a five-game losing streak that just took them right out of the playoffs that year, and the Browns pulled the coup d'etat. There were no big numbers that day, and the Browns won. And Ben admitted yesterday that their mind wasn't even in that game. It was, it was the bench warmers on the sideline, and it was, getting back into a warm clubhouse.
Right. Right.
It was funny that he would admit that, but nevertheless, it can happen. I don't see it this time for a lot of reasons. They're home. They're not in the midst of a losing streak. They're on a little bit of a roll now. It's a short week. They're coming off a big win. I think that they've been able to keep focused because of that short week. Whereas, let's say they were playing the Browns Sunday. It's the Browns Sunday, but everything's condensed now, so you have to focus, and I think that's going to keep their attention. But yeah, they have had a tendency at times to play down to their competition.
Ed, great stuff. Appreciate you taking the time to join us, and I look forward to talking with you tomorrow night in the press box.
All right, Vic, I'll see you tomorrow in Pittsburgh.
He is Ed Bouchette from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, breaking down the Steelers for us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden. NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game. Liberty Ford is giving two lucky fans the opportunity to kick off the new year with the Browns at the big game on January 1st. Right now, you can register to win a pair of club seats to the big game against Pittsburgh at Cleveland Browns Stadium on New Year's Day. Just log on to Liberty Ford's Facebook page and register to win. You can enter online daily to increase your chances of winning from now until December 26th. Go to Liberty Ford's Facebook page and register to win today. Visit libertyford.com for details.
Quaker Steak and Lube is the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Stop into your local Lube on any game day to get the exclusive Dog Pound Bucket of wings. And guess what? You get to keep the signature Dog Pound Bucket. Don't worry, it's plastic, so you can clean off the Lube wing sauce easily. Enjoy your Dog Pound Buckets at the Lube or swing through the pickup Wingo window and take it home for your party. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Madden NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runouts, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12, true to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
This is Jim Swayze. You know, as the holidays grow closer and our list gets bigger, we're off to Half Price Books. Because during the holidays, Half Price Books magically transforms into a shopper's treasure chest with amazing gifts, stocking stuffers, a wonderland of kids' goodies. It's the one place you're guaranteed to find something thoughtful for anyone on your list. Perfect gifts and almost everything's half price or less. I'll take that in this economy. Books on anyone's favorite interest or hobby, CDs, movie box sets, toys, games, great gifts just jump off the shelves. And if you need help, there are lots of friendly folks available so you can find exactly what you're looking for. Or send someone on their own treasure hunt. A $25 Half Price Books gift card gets you a $5 coupon to come back and use in January. Remember, Half Price Books has presents of mine in North Olmsted, Mayfield Heights, Mentor, and Rocky River. Find out more or drop me a note at hpb.com.
Convenience is the name of the game, and this is Doug Deacon. When I bought my car, I went directly to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. The dealership is just minutes away from Cleveland Browns Stadium, and when I get my car serviced, well, they come pick it up and give me a courtesy car. How easy is that? It's also nice to know if my car gets tackled, they offer the most service technicians and a certified collision center, so I can get back on the road in no time. Take it from me, go to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. Nothing but the best. Check them out online at MercedesBedford.com. Mercedes-Benz of Bedford, a Penske Automotive dealership.
Back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily. With a little Bachman-Turner overdrive here. It's driven by Liberty Ford. And Browns fans, 2012 season tickets make a great holiday gift. Place your deposits now for 2012 season tickets and receive your choice of a Cleveland Browns ornament or a Browns winter hat, along with a holiday certificate to present to your favorite Browns fan on the gift list. For more information on how you can place your 2012 deposits today, call 440-824-3434 or visit ClevelandBrowns.com. And this History versus the Steelers segment, it's brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Each week we take that historical look at the Browns in the series against their upcoming opponent. And this week, of course, they're taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers, and helping us break down the history between these teams, this bitter rivalry, is the one and only Steve King, our resident historian. Steve, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Vic. Good to be here.
All right. Lots to talk about with the Browns-Steelers series, Steve. And it's actually a pretty close one. I mean, in reality of numbers, the Steelers leading this 60-56 in the regular season, 62-56 overall. but lots of streaks in this series.
Yeah, when they first started out, the Steelers couldn't beat the Browns to save their soul, and that was in the through the 50s and through the actually the 60s as well, when the Browns' first two decades in the league coming from the All-America Football Conference. Then in the 70s, of course, the Steelers took over. The 80s, the Browns kind of retook it. The 90s and this expansion era has kind of been to the Steelers. So it's been really, if you envision this a boxing match, two boxers throwing haymakers that kind of stun the other guy for a while, and then he comes back and he throws a haymaker. Very little jabbing in this bout. I mean, there's been a lot of sucker punches that have been thrown, and rightfully so. I mean, it's two teams, two cities that are very, very much alike.
And the numbers also say, and again, you can go by numbers or go by whatever you want to say, but the numbers here say that the home teams are the ones that really dominate in this series. The Browns 35-23 at Cleveland, Steelers 39-21 at Pittsburgh. Of course, this game is at Pittsburgh, but that would include the two playoff victories against the Browns, 1999 and 2002. Why do you think the home field has meant that much in these series?
Well, I think it's a game that, regardless of the records of the two teams, and I don't mean to be cliche about this, but I really believe it to be true, that the Browns have always been the Steelers' rival. The Steelers have always been the Browns' rival, no matter what anything else was going on. And it's games that, as soon as the schedule comes out, teams, fans in each city circle those games.
Sure.
And if they can't get up for the other however many games, they can get up for those two, at Cleveland, at Pittsburgh. And if you're the home team, the old adage, you want to defend your home turf. And it makes the rest of the week go a lot better if you're the Pittsburgh Steelers and you beat the Browns in Pittsburgh. And it makes a whole lot better for the Browns if, when the Steelers come in, they win that game. It kind of sends you into a little bit of joy for the rest of the week, or, as the case would be with the game being at the last game of the season, into the offseason.
And long before I got to Cleveland, I know there was a lot of talk about a Three Rivers jinx when that was the home of the Steelers before they moved into Heinz Field. The Browns had a really long, 16 games losing streak at Three Rivers Stadium from 1970 to 85.
Well, it's interesting you talk about that, because if you talk to Brian Brennan, Reggie Langhorn, if you talk to those players, Kevin Mack, Ernest Biner, they look at you and they kind of snicker and said, "What jinx?" Because they won over there during the times that they were playing. But yes, you're right. 16 straight games over there, and after a while, it became much more mental than physical.
Sure.
There was a thing in the Browns' head that they couldn't win over there, because they had some unbelievable efforts over there, some games that they really should have won and didn't. And the Steelers, the same way here, would come over to Cleveland, had games wrapped up, and it got away from them. So it goes both ways. This road definitely runs both ways, and that's why it's, 62-56, or in the Browns' case, 56-62. Six games over all these games they played since 1950, that's a veritable standoff.
Steve, great stuff as always. He is Steve King, and you can check his great workout on clevelandbrowns.com, where he writes mostly about the history of this football team. Check him on our video platforms. You hear him here each week on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And take a tour with Steve over at Cleveland Browns Stadium. If you're interested in that, call 440-824-3361 or email tours@clevelandbrowns.com. Steve King joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12. It's in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR. Liberty Ford is giving two lucky fans the opportunity to kick off the new year with the Browns at the big game on January 1st. Right now, you can register to win a pair of club seats to the big game against Pittsburgh at Cleveland Browns Stadium on New Year's Day. Just log on to Liberty Ford's Facebook page and register to win. You can enter online daily to increase your chances of winning from now until December 26th. Go to Liberty Ford's Facebook page and register to win today. Visit libertyford.com for details.
At this very special time of year, all of us at Conrad's Tire Express and Total Car Care would like to extend a thank you to all of our friends. Thank you for your confidence and loyalty. And as all of us get ready to share the joys of family and friends over these holidays, we wanted you to know that we're very proud of the trust that you've put in us throughout the year. Be safe in your travels this holiday season, and happy holidays from all of us to all of you.
Conrad.
Hey, Brown.
Browns fans. Your favorite Cleveland Browns are going green, and you can too. Intercept your wave. Recycle your cardboard, paper, plastic, cans, and glass at home, at work, and on game day. Remember to compost food scraps and yard clippings too. Make it a habit. Reduce, reuse, recycle, and compost. Visit CuyahogaSWD.org to learn more. Powered by the Ohio Department of Natural Resources and the Cuyahoga County Solid Waste District.
Buy four select tires for $99. Buy two tires. Get two tires free with a purchase of a one-year alignment policy and premium installation. We beat online pricing. Beat the price of any other tire store or car dealer. Beat the price on the same tire, or we pay you $200. See store for complete details. Think about it. You come to NTB. NTB beats the price of any other tire store, car dealer, even the online price. Beats it, or you get $200. But wait, there's still more. Right now, buy two select Yokohama, Pirelli, Cooper, or Nitto tires and get two free with the purchase of a one-year alignment policy and premium installation. Buy four select tires for $99. NTB with a $200 low price guarantee. Why in the world would you buy any place else? NTB. Sale ends Saturday.
Ask the Expert from the Center for Orthopedics is available online at ESPNCleveland.com. Hear expert advice on sports injury questions from the physicians at the Center for Orthopedics. Each week, they answer a different question that you, the fan, can submit for the doctors at the Center for Orthopedics by visiting ESPNCleveland.com. This week, Dr. Harkeet Sandhu explains osteoporosis. So listen for Ask the Expert from the Center for Orthopedics each week on ESPN 850 WKNR and check out every Ask the Expert segment at ESPNCleveland.com.
Your American dream is out there. Protect it with American Family Insurance. Everything from automobiles to ATVs, homes to apartments, businesses to life. American Family can protect it. And this personalized coverage all comes at a very affordable price. Your dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it. Find an agent and get a competitive quote at AmFam.com or call 1-800-MY-AMFAM.
American Family Insurance.
Life insurance underwritten by American Family Life Insurance Company. Your American dream is out there. Protect it with American Family Insurance. American Family Insurance received the top honor for highest in customer satisfaction with the auto insurance purchase experience among consumers shopping for auto insurance in J.D. Power & Associates 2011 Insurance Shopping Study. Your dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it. Find an agent and get a competitive quote at AmFam.com or call 1-800-MY-AMFAM.
American Family Insurance.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit AmFam.com.
Welcoming you back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Time to deliver the results of our poll question that is sponsored by Quaker Steak and Lube. Which Steelers player worries you the most? Ben Roethlisberger, Rashard Mendenhall, Troy Polamalu, James Harrison. The choices, many of you voted, 51% of you said what I would say, Ben Roethlisberger. Sean comments on that one. The biased refs worried me the most. Well, yeah, maybe. Rashard Mendenhall finishing second with 21% of the vote. Jeremiah, we have the top-ranked pass defense and no rush defense. Yeah, you got a point there, Jeremiah, that the Browns defense has a way of making backs, well, they made good backs look great, or great backs look even better, and solid backs like Mendenhall could look even better. To our questions from that you asked me to ask Vic on our Browns official Facebook page. Jeremy, is Pittsburgh's defense more brutal and physical than Baltimore's? I don't know. I don't think it is. I mean, I think it's pretty physical and pretty brutal. So I think if we're in the same league, we're talking about the top-ranked defense statistically for Pittsburgh, third for Baltimore. Pretty physical group there. Casey Hampton, Brett Kiesel up front. You know what James Harrison can bring as a pass rusher. Scary stuff in that front seven if you're the opponent. So I would say equivalent to brutal physical. Anthony, is now the time McCoy has to prove himself to be our future quarterback, he asks. Yeah, it's been that time since the first snap of the first game, but I'd say I know your point about what stretch we're looking at now in these final four games and playing opponents of this magnitude. And I think that's where the judgment of McCoy takes on a whole different feel. How he stacks up against these brutal physical defenses, these talented defenses, these well-coached defenses. The matchup with Dick LeBeau, the Steelers' defensive coordinator, very interesting in that discussion. Greg, a lot of these other teams are having instant success in the league. What's our problem? I think the problem, and it ties into question number two there about McCoy, the problem is you've got to get that position right. The teams that have had, quote, instant success are having that success with the quarterback position. It starts there. So this isn't to say that Colt McCoy is not the answer definitively, but that is what is holding up the process. And Mark says, is this the type of game where Colt McCoy could get seriously hurt? I seriously hope not. But as Ed Bouchette said earlier, they're not getting a ton of sacks, but they're still getting sacks. I want to thank Mike Mayock. I want to thank Ed Bouchette, Bernie Kosar. I want to thank Steve King. We want to thank Kristen Ribelli. We want to thank our producer, Will Burge. No show tomorrow night because of the game. We'll be back with you Friday night on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.